Blog Talk Radio.
The best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches, and lime. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life.
Welcome to Spirit Flesh. This is Taisha Free.
And this is Queen. Hello, everybody out there on this nice Sunday day, even though it's not so nice over here. But the fact that it's Sunday and that we're awake and we're alive, it makes it a great day. How are you, Ty?
I'm doing fine. Everything is fine. Thank you guys for coming and checking us out today. Welcome to Spirit Flesh Sunday. We love doing Spirit Flesh. Those of you who don't know, Spirit Flesh is two friends come together. They just wanted to put their thoughts and feelings online. And we've created this nice little podcast, our little radio family. We appreciate you guys. We thank you so much. And welcome to the show. Opening the show, Frank Ocean. I am a new fan of his. Okay, so I'm late. I am very late to the Frank Ocean movement. But, oh, my God, in doing research this week for today's show, today's topic, which is, oh, I hate when that happens. What's the topic? Again? What's the title of the show? Oh, focus manifestation. I'm manifestation. I am terrible. If I don't write it down, I don't remember. Anyway, so in doing the research for today's topic, focus manifestation, I had a lot of fun, like I always do with the music research, and I came across Frank Ocean, and that was Sweet Life. He opened the show. Sweet Life. What a blessing. But yeah, so everything is fine. I'm good. How are you?
It's, you know, it's a cloudy overcast. It's kind of melancholy here, but I'm elated. I'm like, you know, just very, what do you call it, motivated and excited about prospects and things that are going on in my life and the people who have come into my life and things like that and things that could be happening. So I am, like, very excited. I'm glad that this topic today is focused manifestation because it's for me where I am right now. So we got through the spring cleaning, right? We went through our series, and we cleansed our mind, body, our souls, our space, and that's basically where I am now. So now I'm like, I can really focus on the stuff that really matters, you know, after you've cleaned everything, after you've cleaned everything out of your life. So I'm very excited. During this show, I'll probably refer a lot to the person who inspired the focus and manifestation in my life because I really didn't know much about it until, this, you know, my partner came into my life. Before I understood it, but I mean, I didn't, let's say I knew the theory, you know, the theory of something, but you don't really know the details. You couldn't break it down with somebody and let them know. That's how I knew about manifestation and being a spiritual alchemist and things like that. I've heard of it. I know a little bit about it, but, you know, now I'm living it, and this person is coming into my life and showing it to me and seeing how your thoughts manifest certain things in your life. And so then it's mind-blowing when you think about it.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it's, the goal ultimately within anyone, especially if you're seeking a relationship or if you're in one, is that you're in a learning curve all the time. Like your partner is constantly teaching you things. I mean, it's a system of reciprocity. We talk about it all the time. You need to be fed as you're feeding, you know, because you can't, you end up running on empty. How many of us been in relationships or, you know, not even necessarily personal ones. It could be a working relationship. It could be anything where you're constantly giving, giving, giving and not getting anything in return. It does not, it builds resentments and it builds, you know, rage. It builds a lot of things that are not conducive to living a very healthy lifestyle. So I'm interested in hearing all about that. I think that's really great. I do want to say to our listening audience, thank you guys so much for checking out our spring cleaning series. This has been awesome. People have been listening to the last installment of that show as late as yesterday, which is great. I'm constantly checking the stats and stuff, and it's nice to see that people are very interested in cleaning up whatever they need to clean up. And if we can be, you know, a facilitator or offering any type of assistance with that, it is our pleasure. I mean, we both of us kind of feel like it's part of our mission. And you should feel that way as well about your own life. Your life should be a walking testament of how you survive and how you can share that information with other people. You just never know who you can inspire. So today's show, I'm very excited, even though I didn't remember the title of the show, but I am excited about it. I'm excited always doing Spirit Flesh. Spirit Flesh is, you know, a baby that Queen and I birthed many years ago, but it still constantly feeds us as we are, you know, kind of giving out to the world. So, again, we thank you guys so, so, so much. So this part of the show is our theme song, which is, I'm sorry, my throat is really froggy. Go ahead, I'm
drinking water. So at the beginning of our shows, we always do our biweekly theme since we do the show, you know, every 2 weeks. So basically the theme song, I mean, everyone should have a theme song. Think about the song that most represents your life at the time. And so I'm going to play it every once in a while to give you inspiration or help you move through whatever you need to move through.
Right.
I don't know who wants to start. You want me to start or you to start?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I can go first.
Okay.
It's fine. I go first. So my theme song has been it's relative to my own personal understanding and tapping into and cleaning up stuff and taking care of things and checking things off my list, you know, clearing your personal inventory, checking yourself. And as I'm checking myself, what I'm discovering is I actually like Taisha a whole lot. You know, that chick is special. So this song is definitely indicative of that. So I'm excited.
This is the world.
A whole lot, trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but the enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky knives.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
That's a good one. No, because this is what I've learned. When you start, you know, taking care of you and appreciating you and all the gifts that you have and, you know, all the compliments that you may have received in the past, you just kind of dismiss. It's like, oh, whatever. You know, that's sweet. You're just trying to charm me, you know, especially if you get that stuff from guys. Or, you know what I mean? Like, but when you start actually saying, wait a minute, there's some truth to some of that stuff. And then you actually start really believing it and you start walking that out. The love for yourself becomes completely profound. So that's where I am right now. I love myself. I'm in a good space.
That's a good theme song. But my theme song.
Oh, wait, I didn't say who it was. Hold on. That was Kendrick Lamar. Did I say who it was? That's Kendrick Lamar. I love myself.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm sorry. So, my theme song kind of represents how I feel, and it kind of relates to this whole focus thing, too, that manifestation right now. And it's Maxwell's Lifetime. And it's basically when you listen to the words. Yes. Listen, if you listen to those words are everything. Like, I rediscovered, you know, I'm a big, big Maxwell fan, and Maxwell is coming here on Thursday. I wanted to go, but we'll talk about that later because it's actually a part of the Focus show. But I'm, like, in love with him, and I used to listen to this song back in the day, but I rediscovered it because I listened to the words in the bridge of the song that says, I can let it all pass me by, or I can just try and try. I can move to the light if I take it one day at a time, spread my love out and fly. Oh, if I can make you understand, love is not a fairy tale in a melody. If you want it, you can have it, girl. Maybe you will see. You will see. This is like perfect in talking about, you know, what you want out of life and what you want to get out of life. It's like you have to think about it. You have to take the risk. You have to take the chance. Or you can sit there and let your whole life pass you by, your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Or, like you said, you can work it all out this lifetime. So that is like my theme song right now. I listen to that. It's like whenever I get scared, whenever I question things, I get nervous, or I think, can I do this? Can this really happen? I listen to that song because it's like telling me, go ahead and try. Go ahead and do this. Are you going to sit here and you're going to let it all pass you by?
My mom says to me all the time, she's like, Taisha, you need to, you know, do you. basically, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. next thing you know, you'll be 60-something, like your mama, and looking yep. back on where did the time go. So it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's important to tap into the now. And, you know, because I lately, you know, I guess this is a great segue into the confessional section of the show, which is the part of the show where we discuss the issue, how this topic comes about. And, you know, when I think about the confessional part from my personal perspective, is lately, you know, when you wake up, you realize, especially in your sleep moments, how much of life you've missed, you know, and then it's just like, fuck. You know, like, yep. what happened? Like, where, you know what I mean? Like, where did the time go? You know, I say that a lot when it comes to my daughter because, you know, she's growing up. I mean, I felt like I just gave birth to her, but, you know, she's going to be 11 soon. So it's just like, you know, where does the time go? The time does not pass by just with the babies. It passes by with us, too. Yes, right. we get right. older and better, but the fact of the matter is time is still passing. The world is still spinning, and we still pissed off. You know, we still holding on to all kind of drama. We still doing stuff that we was doing back in our 20s when we was going out to Daytona for Black Beach, whatever, or Frisnick in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's just like all that stuff mm-hmm. is done. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's time to just kind of be in the now. And for me, being in the now has been a tremendous blessing. I mean, you're able to really kind of see the beauty of things that life is really offering. You, when you decide, you know what, I'm not going to dwell on the lack. I'm going to really look yeah. at, you know, things in a much more gratuitous, you know, is that the word? I think that's the word. You know, you want to look with eyes of gratitude. And it's, when you do that, it changes your life. It absolutely changes your life. I mean, it sounds really cuckoo, Oprah-ish, whatever, but it's true. It really is true. Yeah. I tell people all the time, you know, things are very different for me, but I don't think I've ever experienced a level of, I don't want to use the word contentment because I don't like that word, because I feel like when you say content, it's just like you're settling, but like a level of like joy and surrendered peace, I have never had this ever. And I say that loud and proud because it's the truth. So anyway, yeah, that's part of my story. You'll get more tidbits as we continue with the show. But as you know, as far as how I confess, you know, I spent a lot of time in the past, and thinking, mm-hmm. you know, dwelling on things and being in regret, and then missing the now. And then next thing you know, the now is the future. Yeah, I mean, it's weird because he's like, you all of a sudden, you're no longer in the now, you're in the future, and you're back in the past in regret, if that makes sense. It's like you're never present. And I spent a yeah. lot of time not being present. So I'm encouraged and that yeah, go ahead.
Encouraged, yeah, go ahead. Isn't it your thought?
No, I was just saying I'm encouraged to, you know, as a person that's being present. You know, because, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to get all the information when we want it. Sometimes it takes a minute for stuff to show up. So, you know, I'm excited.
And, you know, that's a good place to be because when it comes to manifesting your desires or the things that you envision, it all really starts with you, where you are in your head. Because remember, what you focus on, you will create more of. So if you are focused on drama, if you are focused on the lack, if you are focused on those negative things, then you're going to create more of those things. That's one of the biggest lessons that I'm learning now. Now that a shift has happened in my life and my mentality, my body, my whole spirituality, there are certain people that are coming into my life. There are certain opportunities that are coming in into my life. Yesterday I had the most beautiful, absolutely insane experience, and I'm standing there and I'm thinking, this is where I'm supposed to be, right here, right now, at this very moment. I'm supposed to be here. Yesterday, I was invited to an art education expo with the New York Arts Education Roundtable. And, you know, they had all these speakers here and workshops going on, and my job, we had a table there. And then I had my partner was there, too, because we were also representing our organization, FYI, just trying to get ourselves out there and get our names out there. So he was there. And we went to the hip-hop workshop, which was led by Jaja Shakur, who is the hip-hop professor at Essex County College. Also in that workshop was Raf Ujima, who's a performer and a promoter. And, of course, my partner started talking during the thing and bringing up a whole bunch of stuff, and we couldn't stop the conversation. The workshop was over. They're still out there. They're back and forth, you know, talking and just, you know, these are two people who are both from the Zulu, you know, we're talking about African Bambaataa, and then they were talking about that whole issue with African Bambaataa and, you know, being a part of the, you know, Zulu Nation and being, you know, students of KRS-One and things like that. And they're like talking about the state of hip hop. And then we moved the conversation downstairs after cleaning up. Everybody has left. There are three of them. I just took a picture because I'm like, these three kings, wild, powerful lion kings there with wild locks down their back, standing there. And they're talking about the state of hip hop, the state of our youth, the state of the black people. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, I am at a beginning. This is the start of some movement here. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I just thought this was so powerful. Now, the thing about focus and manifestation, we sat there and we talked and we said, oh, my God, we got to do something. We got to talk. We got to do this. We got to do that. Now, here's the manifestation. We can walk away and have that one moment in time and then nothing could never happen, which is what has happened to me many times in my life. Meet people, talk to people, have wonderful conversations, great ideals and everything, and then nothing ever happens. Nobody reaches out to anybody. And people forget, you know, all of that. Or you could get on your grind and you could stay focused and you could say, here's the next step. My partner and I left, went to my office. We were still talking. We talked probably for 3 more hours. He told me about an idea. He wanted to do a film about the state of hip-hop based on the old jazz movie. And I was just like, what? You know, we looked at it on YouTube, and we was like, this is our next project. You got to be kidding me. We got to call everybody, all the hip-hop experts. We're going to put them all in one room. It's crazy. And we were like, we cannot lose the momentum. And this is what focus. When you get around like-minded people, and they stir up their energy, and you see, and I'm going to talk about this later in my top five about following life signs. When life shows you signs and things like that, where you should be going, where don't fight it. Don't be afraid of it. Step into it. And so for me, I'm just like, I'm around all this greatness. I'm like, I don't even want to talk until to the roster brethren was like, sis, what's your voice? He said, we nothing without the woman's voice, without the goddess voice. Say something, because I was just sitting there in awe listening to all of this knowledge being, you know, being dropped. I was like, yo, I'm amongst great minds. You know what I'm saying? And that's the other thing, too. Another thing that we'll point out later is then when you get an idea in your head and you have a vision in your head, you need to surround yourself with like-minded people, people that are going to fuel your vision, you know, not people who are going to look at you like you're crazy or be naysayers or pull you back or whatever. It's like there's a whole bunch of stuff when it comes to this manifesting your desires. And that is like, you know, you can't just have the thought and let the thought die. You can't just have a moment and let the moment go by. You know what I'm saying? You can't just discuss things. You can't just talk and then have no action. You know what I'm saying? That has been, in my confessional, my whole life. This is, you know how many ideals I have? It's how you should know me. I'm an ideal person. Ideal after ideal after ideal. They don't come to, they get a little bit of life. They're birthed into the world a little bit, and then they die. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to break down and talk about. But, you know, distractions, it's the poverty mentality that, you know, my partner was discussing to me the other day, dropping that knowledge about how we think about ourselves and how we keep ourselves in a constant state of poverty. It's insane. Y'all don't even know. But anyway.
Yeah. I think there was one part that you said that I totally agree with, that you have to have the right surroundings. You need to, and I'm sure we're going to dig into this more on the other half of the show, but really about surrounding yourself with like-minded people who share your vision and who have bigger dreams. You know, you shouldn't be the biggest dreamer on your team. You need to change your team at that point. Listen, let's go on to the break. What's the mid-song? And then we're going to go ahead and start talking about all this other stuff on the other side of the show, which on the other half, which is very exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. So what is the mid? The break
song? The
mid-song,
okay. So you chose, you used the last one I sent you, right? Because
I don't know.
I sent you two songs.
I hope so. We'll find out in a minute.
Well, Well, if this is Skylight, but it's actually the same artist. So let me talk a little bit. FKJ, and his album, French Kiwi Juice, I believe that is. But he is a French artist. I discovered him on YouTube. This man is so, and he's a white boy too. And you just be like, they love that. They are saturated with our culture. But it's just like there's a little white boy with locks, and he's in the studio. And he works so organically. He's just sitting there, you know, playing with he has like five keyboards around him, the drum machine. He picks up a guitar and starts playing. He picks up a saxophone, and then he sings backup. But it's just like, I've been like very into him. All his music is just wonderful. He's a DJ, and then he produces and writes for other people, and he's his own singer. This is his particular song. Nobody else is singing on this, but it's called Skyline. And in Skyline, he's talking about, you know, I got to reach that skyline. I know it's deep inside. So it's that thing that's deep inside you that you know you want. You got to reach it inside you there, but it's still a destination that you have to get to. It's a kind of a complex idea to think that it's something that is already in you, but it's something that you also have to achieve. You have to, like, take it out of you, and it has to come to fruition. You have to breathe life into it and become it. So here it is, the song Skyline by FKJ. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Spirit Plush. This is Taisha Free.
And this is Queen, and you just got through listening to FKJ, which is, and the name of the song was Skyline, and Skyline Inside. Think about that, Skyline Inside. Inside you, there's something inside you that must come out, that must be manifested, and must be brought about in your life. There's something you're supposed to do here on this earth, and that's what we're talking about today, focus, manifestation, manifesting the things that you desire in your life. That's our topic for today, and that was our Smith song.
Yes, what a good song. I liked it. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, this is nice. This is brand new heavy-ish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of reminiscent of that time. So that was a that was a good song. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the message. Reach for your goals, people. You know, life is passing us by every day, every moment, and I think that, you know, changing your attitude about things is, you know, imperative in order for you to live a fulfilled life. So this is where we're going to get into talking to the top, going through the top five, where I'm sure Queen is going to offer you some suggestions to help you do that. So, Queen, are you ready?
Yes. Very simple today. I mean, not simple things to do, but a simple topic. Top five ways to manifest. So we're going to talk about some very difficult things to do, because if you're anything like me, you're not going to like these top five. But it's like, it's some, you know, it's some tough things that you have to do to order to get to the other side, some things, some chains that you have to break to really make that magic happen. You got to be great magicians in life, you know, and a great magician can manifest things, can make, can pull things out of thin air. And it's just, it's, and you can really do that with your life. And people don't really understand how magical it can be, you know, when you're able to, like, whatever you think becomes real. You know what I'm saying? To be at that state of mind, you really have to be, like, you really have to clear out a lot of stuff out of your closet to get to that point where whatever you think is manifested into real life. That's crazy, but it's real. And I know people who do it. So anyway, we're going to start with our top five. And our top five is one thing that I always talk about in many top fives, and that is a good place to start here, and that is self-assessment. Always self-assessment, because why? Understanding your patterns is important in discovering what has been holding you back from your goals. What are your thought processes and your unproductive habits? So it's like you really have to think about. Because remember, whatever is keeping you from getting to, from reaching that goal or getting to that place, it all stems from you. And if you think about that, it makes you a very powerful person to be able to say everything that has happened to me in my life is because of me. What it does is give you the power, because now you can change it. You're the one. If you think of it as, you know, this keeps happening this thing to me, you're playing the role of the victim. And then you can never change anything from that perspective. But when you say, all of this is because of me, it gives you the power to say that I am the magician, I am the wizard, I am the person that can change and manifest what I want in my life according to what my, you know, universal purpose is in life. And so I really want people to think about that. I know for me, my partner and I were sitting down in my office the other day, and we were talking about how we have the poverty mentality, because we sit here and we're really, our ideals and our abilities, our strengths that we have, my ability to write grants and get sponsorships and things like that and develop partnerships, his gift of persuasion and his knowledge and everything, we got everything. We're sitting on a gold mine. We got everything to take us to that next level. But then in the back of our heads, we're saying to ourselves, we ain't really going to do this. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really going to make this money. That really can't happen to us. And that's the poverty mentality. That's a lot of our black people, you know, our people, we have that poverty mentality. We've been told for so many years, you can't do that. You know, that's not possible. You know what I'm saying? So it's ingrained in our being, and we have to break that. So self-assessment and dealing with who we are and how we think and how we manifest things, because that is in the back of your mind, you will manifest that.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say
I think also, too, it's important to say, because especially those of us who survived traumas, you know, not only are these things happening to us, you know, for a specific reason? They may not be happening because of something that we did. I understand what you're saying as far as, like, the mindset and stuff. But sometimes there are things that are happening to us because these are things that we have to learn. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to understand, though, how to take back the power of it all. I think that's the gist of what Queen is saying, is in order for you to take ownership of it is the only way that you're going to be able to change it. So I think, too, you know, especially thinking about the poor man's way, or the white man got his foot on my neck. Really? We in America. I know that the situation is what it is, but we still have the ability to make changes and to do things that our forefathers were not able to do. So I think it's really important that we take ownership of that and utilize every resource that we have available to make our dreams manifest, how, you know, and do it however we see fit. So, yeah, good. Number four?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're on four. So now we're going to, this is a number four. The number four top five is go deeper. So now we're doing a self-assessment. I think that now we have to go a little deeper. We have to examine if what we want now is really what we need. I mean, what we wanted is what we still need and what we still want. You have your goals have changed. So your 20-year-old goals may not be the same as the goals you have now, because at 20 years old, I didn't have children. I didn't have a family. You know, I didn't have certain responsibilities and stuff. So now I'm 40-something years old, and it's a whole different reality. And my partner was talking to me yesterday, and he was just like, you know, we may not be those stars and, you know, celebrities that we had wanted to be at 20, but at this point, we have children. We have youth who want to be that same thing, and we have to, like, guide them in the right direction about what success really is and what it really looks like. So now I have a new purpose in life. You know what I'm saying? I have a new goal is, you know, to feed my young person. My daughter sits in here with my partner, and we have a studio in here that he helped create, and I sit there and I watch them play off of each other. Like, he'll go and he'll set a beat down, and then he'll get up and he says, go lay some keyboards on top of that. And then she'll come in and she'll do her thing, and he'll come back and do something. Then she'll come back and lay something. Then he'll ask her, what do you want to keep and what do you want to take away? She says, take that away. Da, da, da. And I'm just sitting up here and I'm watching. I'm like, this is the birth of a genius right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, now I have to shift, because I have to think of now, I'll say, what is the plan for my life? What am I really here for? Maybe my introduction in music was really about to get this person to where she needs to go. You know what I'm saying? So all that I've learned and all that I've acquired throughout this time is meant to feed her. You know what I'm saying? So now my, you know, what I manifest is going to be different. It's been all about me and my 20s and my own career and things like that. Now me and my partner has focused on our children, you know, and giving them the food that they need. So it shifts. And one of the things is that if your goals change, your things change, embrace it. Go with the flow of things, because the thing is you're not going to acquire something that is just not for you anymore and doesn't sit well with you anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We change, we grow, we're different people and stuff, and what we wanted in our 20s may not have necessarily been the best thing for us, and we grow and we learn and we understand that and we become wiser. So,
yeah. I've always said this, especially now, that I'm grateful that the 20 years, you know, fame and fortune things that I had, because I was definitely on the actor track when I was in school. And I'm grateful that those things didn't come together. I don't know if I would still be here, because it takes a certain kind of mental endurance. It takes a certain kind of person to maintain a career in that business and not lose their mind. And I was definitely probably too fragile to do it, so I'm grateful to God for that level of protection. But at the time, you know, when you're reaching for those kind of goals, it can be really, really challenging. I find it interesting now that my life goals are very different, and I'm not fighting it, because, you know, I think a lot of times we hold on to these old dreams that may not fit in our lives right anymore, or they need to be shifted in a different direction, and we don't embrace that. We staying, you know, and it's not to say that you give up. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not. If you still have actor, you know, dreams or whatever the dreams were when you were younger, I say still do you. But understand also, too, that, you know, there could be some new birthing going on within you that you might need to show some respect to. And that's what I'm learning now is that, you know, some of the things that I was doing years ago are coming back up. And not only is it feeding my family, but it's also making me remember, oh, I think I do remember wanting to go in this business in this way or, you know, have, you know, this kind of relationship with a man or whatever the situation was. I'm not stuck on it. So I think going deeper requires you to have some flexibility, because once you go deeper and you realize, oh, wait a minute, there's something greater going on here, your flexibility will come about. So I say stay flexible. Mm-hmm. You just never know how the success is going to come to you and what that looks like. It may not look like anything you thought it was going to look like when you were 22.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. It's like you used the example of acting, acting was one of the things that I wanted to do. Acting at 20 involved like auditioning and getting out there, I'm going to make it. Is that, you know, that thing. Now acting to me is about creating and writing my own meaningful plays and screenplays for film and for the stage that people, but it's a whole different thing now. You know what I'm saying? It's about writing my life experiences and showing the world and using theater as a tool to heal. You know, things like that. So it's the same goal in a sense, but a different route. And sometimes that happens because we grow and we have experience. So that's what number four is really about. Now that brings us to number three, which is recognize, very important, and then don't fight the signs in life. Life gives us hints, clues, and sometimes loud screams for us hard-headed ones, pointing towards the right direction. Careful of missing opportunities. Careful of missing those opportunities, because the perfect example that I just said earlier, like I said, I was going to bring it up again, is me sitting there with those three kings, you know, sitting up there talking about, and that what I saw in that moment was the beginning of a revolution. I'm like, I'm at the beginning of a revolution. When it comes to hip-hop culture and stuff like that, and we could really spearhead this thing and we could really make this thing happen, but we could drop the ball too, and we could just let it be conversation that doesn't do anything, like we've been doing, just sitting up there talking about the state of the black people and what we need to do and what we don't need to do, and people arguing and fighting philosophies and all this kind of stuff. In the meantime, we're still suffering. Our people are still, you know, have a slave mentality. They, you know what I'm saying? We don't own things still in the music business. We got people like P. Diddy and Jay-Z and all these people who, Master P, who give the illusion that they run things, but they're still owned by, you know, larger companies. They're still controlled. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop is still controlled, you know, not by black people. So it's like, there's a next level we got to get to, you know, but a lot of times we become complacent. So sitting here just talking about it isn't going to do anything. We got to make a plan. We got to move forward. We got to make our voice be heard and let the young people, because that was my thing with them. I'm like, okay, what you guys are saying right now is amongst you guys. You guys are like hip-hop experts. You guys are Zulu, you know, all this kind of stuff. These kids nowadays don't know nothing about no Zulu. They don't know nothing about no KRS-One. They don't know nothing about the beginnings of hip-hop. I mean, we got to get down now that they're getting a little bit exposure about the beginning of it. But how do we bring what you guys are talking about to my son, to my daughters? You know what I'm saying? So that they understand and hear and understand what's going on and don't get the wool pulled over our eyes. So the thing is that I can't miss this opportunity, Taisha, to, like, start something. You know, I got to – me and my partner always joke, and he calls me Mary Magdalene. He's like Jesus and I'm Mary Magdalene, because it's just like he has this message, and I always feel like, oh, my God, I got to get it out to the world. You know, he has these cooking classes. He's amazing at cooking, you know, teaching people how to eat healthy and plant-based. And I'm just like, the world has to know this. You know what I'm saying? Because that was what Mary Magdalene was to Jesus. She got his word out to everybody, and then Christianity was created. But for me, it's just like it's a great charge for me to say, okay, I got to keep this from just sitting here in this room, and I got to get it out into the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like this was a sign for me. When I saw them, it was a sign. And it it's like I have to follow the sign. But in order for things to be come to fruition, to be manifested, I got to take the next, first of all, recognize it, you know, as that. Recognize that that's what came to my mind. This is the start of a hip-hop revolution. You know, this is the beginnings of it. And how do we get it out there to the rest of the world so the rest of the world can jump on it? You know, then I have to, like, not fight it and allow it to be and do the necessary steps to get to the point. Yeah, number three.
I mean, I think God, I mean, in the world is always providing us with signs, whether it's business, personal, your spirit walk. It can be anything. We have to develop a spirit of discernment in order to figure out. Oh, sorry, I got a text message. Thank you, parents. He was congratulating you on what you just spoke.
what is that?
I know. It's so awesome. Terrence is great. Anyway, but it's really important to have a spirit of discernment to recognize what the signs are saying. You know, because sometimes, you know, we can get caught up because we're searching for signs and things like that, and we could miss the message. So I think if you see, if it's clear to you, run with that. And trust that everything is going to be okay. You know what I mean? And trust that you are equipped to handle whatever is going to be thrown in your direction. I say that a lot because I think a lot of times the reason why we don't run risk is because we are afraid that we ain't going to be able to handle whatever the outcome may be. But, you know, God's not going to set us up in a way for us to fail. The failure comes from us. It don't come from God. So I think
right.
It's really important. I'm sorry?
I said, no, that's
what?
Right.
Oh, but I just think it's really important to be able to clearly hear and to clearly recognize the signs for what they are and to be able to know which one to take, which one to leave behind. Good. Number two?
What was it? This will help you. This particular number two will actually help you because if you identify distractions and replace them with actions or habits that will manifest what you are envisioning in life, it would be, I'm telling you, your mind will open up and you will get more clear about things. A lot of times, I am like the queen of distractions, and I didn't realize that until recently. And, you know, I kind of hate the word distractions because it gets thrown at me a lot of times. But the reality is that I am a person who embodies distractions because a lot of times I don't want to deal with stuff. And I would use distractions not to deal with things, or I would use them to help me deal with things. So. But distractions are actually things that really hold you back from achieving what you really need to achieve in life because you fear it. So with that fear, you allow the distractions to come into your life because you fear. I know one of the things that my partner does for me is that when he sees that I'm going off track and he sees me getting distracted again, he'll ask, so what are you afraid of? So what do you feel like you're missing? I mean, it's very interesting to have a person challenge you and think because it's causing them to think deeper on what you're doing because this is a habit I do. This is a habit. It's like something, I'm insecure about something. I'm fearing something. You know, something is going on with me, so I throw a distraction in there, whether it's drinking, whether it's sex. It's usually sex. You know what I'm saying? It's like I throw a distraction in there, go out partying or whatever. Like, for me, it's like I need a release. And stuff, you know, and stuff like it's one thing to just enjoy life and have fun and to do, but to do things because you are escaping or trying to run from things, you know, that's when the sex, the drinking, the drugs, the partying, the drama, all of that is unhealthy because you're using it in replace of what doing what you have to do. I know one of the best things. I talked about, you know, replacing your habits with another habit that will help you manifest something. My partner gave me the biggest tip the other day. He said, you know what, you told me that you wake up every day thinking about sex and you go to bed every day thinking about sex. Remember, I said that what you focus on, no, it's true. It's
wait
true.
A minute, what the hell is wrong with that?
But listen, but that's what I was about to say. What you focus on, you will get more of. So it's just like, but for me, it's not just more of from that person. I get more of from all different directions, which causes me to have to make a decision that, you know, and it gets kind of messy. But he said, just imagine if you went to sleep every night and woke up every morning thinking about your goal, you know. So if you go to sleep thinking about sex and you're able to manifest sex, imagine if you went to sleep and woke up every morning thinking about your goal in life and then you're able to manifest that.
Well, that's very good. Yes, very good. How about, why can I have both? I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
and that's the thing that he said. He said, not that you're eliminating the sex. What you're doing is just writing over it. The sex is always there. He's like, you can get, as he put it, you can get pussy and dick anytime. You're not going to get $1 million all the time. You know, it's like,
only a man that chases paper is no longer chasing pussy. Sorry. I mean, it's just, to me, it's, you know, I can argue about sex all day, but I'm not going to do that today. Because it's Sunday, it's Spirit Flesh Show. We're not going to debate about the importance of a sexual life. I mean, I'm speaking as a person who is in who's walking as a celibate. And so that's likely where my frustration comes from. So.
I'm saying I'm not celibate at all. I get lots of it. But it's that was, what were you saying, number two? That was number two.
What was it? I'm sorry, what was the line?
Identify distractions and replace them with actions or habits,
right,
that will help,
okay,
manifest.
Yeah.
You,
that's funny because there's a lot of things that I've been doing lately, personal work and stuff like that, and there are certain things that I do try to avoid because I just don't feel like digging in. And I'm, you know, that chick that digs in. I'm not afraid of my emotions or dealing with past crap or whatever and doing all the personal work. I have no issue with that. But for whatever reason, I have really been avoiding some things, and I think it's a natural way of being. We just feel not ready, and I think all in due time, when we are ready, you know, the readiness will be there. We're prepared for that, and then we will execute. So, for me, I think distractions are natural. I think, though, just like anything, you know, moderation. You can't be always distracted. You can't always be obsessed with sex. You can't always think about your next joint, your next drink. You know, there's work that needs to be done in order to get to a much more fulfilled life. I mean, if all you're doing is sexing and drugging or whatever, shopping, all the things that, you know, not necessarily being of great production in your life, if that's all you're about and you're okay with that, live your life. But if you want more, there's work to be done. So anyway, so number one.
So the number one is real simple. So when I asked my partner about this topic, I said, you know, is there any suggestions you want to give me about focus and manifestation? And he said, no, because I don't talk about it, I just do it. So number one is stop talking and just do it. That is another thing that we do a lot. And I'm very guilty of this, talking, discussing, you know, coming up with these wonderful, beautiful ideas, you know, like I said before. Ideas, and that's all they ever say. They just say ideas. And so one of the things that my friend is teaching me is that you don't have to talk about everything. Just execute. You know, just do what needs to be done. And sometimes, you know, what happens is when you talk too much, you know, sometimes it backfires on you. You know, people are talking you out of it, or people want to, one of the things that I'm having right now is that people want to jump on the bandwagon, and I ain't asked you to. It's like, you know, I tell somebody, like, oh, okay, this is what we could do. I'm like, what did I ask you to be partners? I ain't asking you to partner with me. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, well, shut the hell up then. If it's like you're going to keep talking about it, then you're going to have all these different types of energies, and we trying to be selective about the energy we have around us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? You just have to execute. You just have to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's sometimes hard, especially for somebody like me who is very expressive, who likes to talk. But I'm finding that it's sometimes it's best to get quiet, go within, and do the necessary work to get it all out. My friend also recently deactivated my Facebook and challenged me to a 30-day Facebook fast and stuff like that. At first I panicked when he did it because he actually took my phone and deactivated it, and I was just like, hey, 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 But I mean, a couple of days after that, I was like, because I'm not even like, I don't even post like that, but I do, I'm a stalker. So I do like be on other people's pages and see what everybody else is doing, is the way I keep in contact and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying? Being quiet and having a fast every once in a while, you know, helps you sometimes get on that right track. So you people, every once in a while, just stop talking a little bit and just get to work.
Yeah, doing the work can be scary, especially if you're stomping on unfamiliar territory. But I fall back to, and I stand firm in this statement, is that you have to trust that whatever is going to be thrown at you, you can handle. Because you can't be afraid of just doing it because you don't know what's going to happen. What if what you're thinking is, you know, wrong? What if what you're thinking may be negative, it actually might be positive? So I just say walk the walk. I have been spending a significant amount of time alone, and it has been, on one hand, it's been heartbreaking and very disappointing, but then it's also like you have to release the expectations of things, and there's some great benefits to being alone and to be able to sit in your own thoughts and sit with God and allow God to speak with to you, and all those things are really, really necessary. So I don't know if I completely agree with completely not talking. I mean, I'm a very expressive person, and talking is a necessary component for me. It's how I heal. So I don't know if I agree with that. But I get the point of removing certain things out of your life, especially if they are, you know, in the way to keep, you know, keep you from getting to your greater self.
And you have to understand that talking, we're talking about a goal. It's not like talking about your problems or talking through your emotions. We're not talking about that. We're talking about all talk and no action. That's what, you know, what it really is. It's just like where you are, you come up with a whole bunch of ideas and you're just talking about them, but then you're so busy talking about them, you're forgetting that you're not actually doing them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's that, just to be clear. So it's like, you know, it's not that you're not not talking with people or conversing about what you're feeling, but sometimes if you have an idea, if you got a business plan that you want to put together, sometimes it's not really, you know, telling everybody about your business plan isn't necessarily necessary. You know what I'm saying? Executing your business plan is really what's necessary. You know what I'm saying? Then having those few people that support you in that, that are, you know, backing you, and then when it comes to fruition, when you've gotten everything that you need, you make that big announcement. That's what you use Facebook for. That's what you use. You let everybody know, and then people go, wow, I didn't know you were even working on that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that that was what you were doing or whatever and stuff, but it eliminates, for me, I just feel like, you know, it eliminates a lot of extra stuff while you're trying to do the groundwork to build upon something. And that's that.
Okay. Very good.
Yep. That's the top five.
So that was Queen's
okay.
Top five. Thanks, Queen. We appreciate your contribution. Thank you. So this is the last part of the show. This is the spoken word corner, and this is just it's my spoken word piece for this show, and it's called Your Third Eye. So it's Your Third Eye by Taisha Free.
All right.
Woo! You ever wonder about all the great things that come in threes? The three-piece suit, your favorite boy band, Belle Biv DeVoe, the three-legged race, three wise men, the BLT, rock, paper, scissors. Three is the magic number. When it comes to our sight and what we see spiritually, the third eye is very necessary. The third eye is always there. It never leaves. It's important to see with your two physical eyes to allow for a clearance of your unnatural eye, removing elements in your life that may be clouding you is the first step to opening your third eye. The third eye is always there, never leaves. Your third eye is your spiritual eye. It's where your hopes and dreams are created. Your third eye is your birthright, but you must tap into it to access it. The third eye is always there. It never leaves. Once life clutter is removed, your third eye vision becomes available. You learn that your third eye is where your higher self lives. Mm-hmm. It's where you feel your higher power. It's where God speaks to you. It's where your faith is practiced. The good news is the third eye is always there. It never leaves. But it's up to us to decide to tap into it, to live big beyond our current realities. Trust the third eye. And that's
yes.
It. The third eye, your third eye by Taisha Free.
That is where, you know, some of us have cataracts on our third eye. So it's just like, we don't use it. We don't really think about it. So I'm very grateful for that poem because I don't even know if a lot of people know or understand it, that higher, our higher self, or that to be able to see beyond the situation, beyond its surface, to really know what's going on from a deeper level is our third eye. And once you know how to use it, that's part of our manifestation tool. That's our magic wand. Our third eye is our magic wand, basically.
Yeah.
And yes, that. Thank you for that, because that is a great insight into how we do this, how we manifest this whole thing, how we make it happen in the end. Great job.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
The third eye is significant, in our lives, in pursuing our hopes, our dreams, our desires, and creating love and creating the life that we've always dreamt about. You have to be able to tap into that. It's beyond the surface. It's beyond the stuff. It's beyond everything that you can touch. It's really all about getting aligned, within your soul and connecting with your higher self and connecting with God.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to do that. God is where, you find rest. You know what I'm saying? It's where you find answers. It's where you find, it's where you know you can get things done, So I encourage us all to really take the top five and elements from the spoken word corner and make them applicable to your life and see what happens. And let us know, because we love to hear from y'all. Will you let us know how things are going? Or, Taisha, that was whack. That was bullshit. Or, wow, that was a good word. I needed that. We love to hear from you guys. So check us out. Support us in our social media outlets on Instagram, Facebook, on our website, spiritflesh.net. We love, love, love you guys for supporting this project. We're going to keep on doing our best work, and we just ask that you stick it out with us as we continue to transition, as Spirit Flesh continues to grow. We thank you. We thank you for listening today. We really, really do.
Yeah, and one thing that I really want to say that I really want to walk with you guys to walk away with real quick is something that a friend of mine posted that really got me on this, this thought process. And she said, it is essential to have laser beam focus. I see everything that I ask for coming into fruition exactly as I ask for it. Anything that comes to me that is not quite right, I can plainly see when, where, and how I set an incomplete intention. Control of thought, control of action, steadfastness of purpose. In order for these to be righteous characteristics, we must do more than study. We must apply, and then we become. So for me, that was very eye-opening, and I wanted to share that with you guys because I want you guys to walk away with that and just let it sit with you. And that's that. Thank you for coming into, allowing us to come into your homes today and to talk about something that's so precious to ourselves and our own experiences, so that, hopefully you can get something out of it and that you can grow also, because that's what it's all about, spirit, flesh. And by the way, I noticed that Maxwell now has this whole campaign with spirit, flesh on it. I'm like bugging right now. I love you, Maxwell, but yeah, you stepping on my toes right now. So I don't know if anybody
word is
that
bond.
Or maybe...
No, I'm just saying word is bond. But you know what? Thank God for the internet, because spirit, flesh has been around since 2009, so he can't take mm-hmm. no ownership of nothing. You know, because we got receipts, God damn it. don't do us like
right?
that, Maxwell. But
we got
anyway.
I love that.
Well, it's true. So anyway, mm-hmm. the next show, so we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. The next show is going to be on boundaries. How do I get some of that? Because a lot of us, I know for me, I've struggled in the area of boundaries, and I have been lately setting things up in my life as a measure of protection, which is what boundaries are. And we're going to talk about boundaries on the next show. We're super excited for that. So look for promotional materials as far as the next show is concerned, you know, in the very near future. So anyway, we're going to close the show today with Kelly Price, "It's My Life." I love this song because I think it's really poignant to today's topic and to any spirit flesh show. This is your life. And you need to make it as big as you want it to be. You need to make it as live as you want, as happy as you choose it to be. It's your life. We're going to close the show with Kelly Price today. So, Queen.
This is Queen.
And this is Taisha Free. You've been listening to
Spirit Flesh in the Battle.
Find the balance. God bless you guys. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.